This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement in Gaza with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At the same time, Egypt warned a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken holds talks in China about issues including counter-narcotics, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese Minister of Public Security Wang Chuhong in a meeting on bilateral cooperation in areas including counter-narcotics and law enforcement. Blinken says he appreciated the cooperation in counter-narcotics with China and that there's more that needs to be done.
Our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Both Blinken and Wang echoed the recent communication between the presidents of the two countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday called for additional air defense systems to be sent to Kyiv to help protect against Russian strikes, adding a pause in U.S. funding had helped Moscow seize the initiative.
Secretary of State.
This year, Russian jets has already used more than 9,000 guided aerial bombs against Ukraine. And we need the ability to shoot down their combat aircraft so that they do not approach our positions and borders.
This is VOA News. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial on Thursday that he wrangled with Trump and his former lawyer ahead of the 2016 election over who should buy the silence of women who said they had sexual encounters with him. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Pecker talked about how the National Enquirer paid to buy Karen McDougal's story but didn't publish it, a practice known as catch and kill, which is considered unethical by mainstream journalism outlets. Pecker also said he alerted Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen when he heard that porn star Stormy Daniels was looking to sell her story of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump for $120,000 in the weeks before the election. He said Cohen pressed him to buy Daniels' story, but testified that he didn't want to be involved with a porn star. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal his reimbursement to Cohen for the hush money payment and has pleaded not guilty.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Britain's King Charles will return to public duties next week for the first time since being diagnosed with cancer as he makes good progress following treatment and a period of recuperation, Buckingham Palace said on Friday. In February, the palace revealed the 75-year-old king had been diagnosed with an unspecified form of cancer detected in tests after a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. Although Charles continued with official state business, the diagnosis led him to postpone public engagements to begin treatment and rest. As South Korean trainee doctors continue a strike against government plans to boost medical student quotas, hospitals in some smaller cities say they desperately need more physicians. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
South Korea has 2.6 doctors for every 1,000 people. It's one of the lowest rates among developed countries, according to the Global Economic Development Group, the OECD. In contrast, top-ranked Austria has 5.5 for every 1,000 people. The shortage is at the heart of the reform plans to increase medical school admissions by thousands of students starting next year. But the junior doctors, backed by other medical groups, are now entering the third month of protests against the plans, saying the government needs to first address issues of their poor working conditions.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Thailand called on Friday for the regional bloc ASEAN to take a more proactive role in trying to resolve the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar after weeks of fighting near its border. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.